Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've never been.
That's Sir Elton bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Renee Schaff. Renee is 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal Financial Group, principal.com. Renee, you guys keep turning out the great research that you started bringing us way back in the day, and your companies continue to bring us great research on what consumers, what business owners are thinking, what are they up to these days? And what you've been focusing on recently is what consumers are doing, how they're responding to the current situation, and how they feel about their emotions, their finances, and all that. Will you give us a report on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're spot on. We keep in close touch with small to medium-sized businesses, and we keep in close touch with financial consumers, because if we can understand what they're thinking about and what is top of mind for them, we can do a better job of servicing them and making sure that we're meeting their needs. So we just completed a survey of financial consumers, and specifically related to COVID-19 and market volatility. And we found several things that are really interesting. First off, consumers did learn from the financial crisis of 2008-2009. And as a result of that, they're in a little bit better position as they go into this particular moment in time. Second, and really interesting, is that small businesses and their communities are very top of mind. And last of all, people are making good use of their money. They're being careful with their money right now. They're making some wise decisions. But all of these findings are interesting and relevant, and really give us a peek into what people are thinking and doing in today's really volatile.
Well, one of the things that where this is, your comment about how people are keeping their money, one of the things when people try to compare, whether we're going to have a depression or not, that you've heard that word thrown around by some people. When my parents grew up in the Depression, one of the things that they told us was that there was no money. That was I never will forget my parents telling me that. And I thought that was what an odd thing to say. They said, I said, well, what did you do here? What did you do there? And they said, Jim, they said, son, you don't understand. There was no money. Nobody had any cash. Well, that's certainly not the case now. I mean, America's awash in cash. We've got some issues with the economy, but America's awash in cash, and it's reflected in what you found in your survey, that people are holding on to their money. But the second thing you pointed out is really exciting to me, and that's that they do seem to be aware of the role that small business owners play in their communities. And sounds like they're taking a little pride in that. What do you think?
They are. And, so when we asked them what's top of mind, and they said, we're thinking about small businesses in our community, and we're thinking about the health and the well-being of our community, 44% of the respondents said that they're very concerned about small businesses weathering this storm. And the fact that small businesses are top of mind means that when they do spend, they're thinking about locally owned and operated businesses. And how can they use their dollars to support those businesses?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe one of the positive things that's happening as a result of this pandemic is that we're getting in touch again with what is right around us, right within our own, few block radius, our own community. When you can't travel, suddenly you become very aware of what's around you. And to see consumer sentiment really begin to be pointed towards local businesses, small businesses, and the health and the well-being of their community, honestly, that's a very good thing.
Well, and it's something, what you're describing is something that I talk about all the time on the show here, and it's what John Nesbitt taught us 40 years ago in his book Megatrends, where he said, and I call this Nesbitt's razor, he said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And you, what you just described was that razor. And what I'm hoping your survey, and this is some of the best news I've heard in a long time, Renee, I hope what your survey is telling us is that people who've been turned, they've turned online, being locked down and shut down and sequestered, they've had to go online for whatever, their entertainment, for their necessities, but it's making them feel there's a wanting there that they don't have, that they can't fill, and they're going to have to get out and go meet people face to face. And I think that's good news, and I appreciate you guys discovering that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I think is interesting, as I talk to many people about how they're feeling and how they are coping with this current environment, one of the conversations that I usually find myself in is people connecting the dots between how they spend their money today and what will be available to them at the end of this crisis. And by that I mean, there's been a lot of conversations about identify what small businesses you want to have in place, mm-hmm. and make sure you're shopping at them now.
And those companies that they're identifying, I'm convinced, are going to be the ones who stayed close to those people you polled. Meaning, what I've been trying to get them to do is, you can't ghost. If you want people to do business with you in November, you have to talk to them now. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Exactly right. You're spot on.
Yeah. Principal.com, folks. P-A-L on the end there. Principal.com. Renee Schaff is president of Retirement Income Solutions there. She and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to continue to report on this survey that they did, which, as you can tell, is good news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.